This is the BBC's World Have Your Say. We're asking if there are some places in the world where we shouldn't live. Are there cities or regions where nature takes lives and homes with a regularity that demands we hear the warning and leave? Should, for instance, New Orleans consider whether it has a viable future? You can post now on the blog. The address is worldhaveyoursay.com.
With this look at AM 580 News, I'm Jim Meadows. Illinois Republicans are in Minneapolis-St. Paul for their party's convention, but there's not much for them to do on opening day. Today's convention agenda has been pared down to just the essentials with no evening activities in light of concern over Hurricane Gustav. One of the canceled speakers is Congressman Mark Kirk, the only Illinois politician scheduled to speak at the convention. Kirk says his speech will not be made up later. State Representative Dennis Rebelletti of Elmhurst is attending his first national party convention. Rebelletti says the decision to suspend many convention activities is appropriate.
You know, this is obviously a celebration and a unification, but if this has to be dialed down, then it should be, because the focus of the country needs to be in those states and in that Gulf Coast area. So I don't think it necessarily affects the Illinois Party. It's good to be a lot of people here from the Illinois Republican Party, and it's good just for us to continue just to be together and talk about the next 9 weeks.
Rebelletti says he believes Illinois Republicans will be successful in November's elections. He says voters will want a party that will limit government instead of expanding it. The Illinois National Guard has sent several helicopters and crews to the Gulf Coast to aid in the fight against Hurricane Gustav. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama is urging his huge political network of donors and volunteers to help any of Gustav's possible victims. This summer's weather in Illinois has been cooler than normal, and biologists say that fact, coupled with periodic heavy rains, has worked against the spread of West Nile virus. Lynn Haramas, an entomologist for the Illinois Department of Public Health, says ideal conditions for West Nile-carrying mosquitoes are a really hot and drier summer. Champaign-Urbana area weather today, sunny, the high today in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, the low in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high in the upper 80s. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Community Blood Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Disasters are having in America, the Caribbean, China, and India. We're discussing if there are some places where we shouldn't live. Deborah's tuning in Jamaica. I definitely agree. People shouldn't live in areas of natural disasters. I know that some people do not have much of a choice about where to live, but some places are simply extremely unsafe. Vanessa has posted on the blog, people will live where they want despite the danger and should be liable for their decisions. All your messages come straight to us in the studio, and you're welcome to post now. worldhaveyoursay.com.
Hi, I'm Connie. I'm on the blog right now. Maina on the World Have Your Say blog says, if you think about it, there are places that shouldn't be inhabited at all. In the west of Kenya, there's an area called Budalangi that floods at the same time every year. This has been going on for many years, so you can almost set your watch to the floods. ZK on the blog says, regardless of where you live, there's always the chance of a major disaster happening. It's just your luck, doesn't matter where you live. For example, the Iowa flooding a few months ago, no one expected floods that bad.
If you want to join Carney and everyone else who's online now, the address is worldhaveyoursay.com. Tell us, are there places in your country where you think it's foolish to live?
Phone country code 44 20 70 83 72 72.
Email what have you say at bbc.co.uk.
Still with us on the programme, Ali Mohammed, who's a professor of international communication. He's taught in the UK, Iran and America. I can see that just joining us is Jimmy Israel, live from Cleveland, who writes for TheRoot.com. And Carol, who's speaking to us live from New Orleans Airport, is also still on the phone. Carol, we've got a couple of people to speak with you. In a moment, we'll bring in Jay, who's moved on to Jackson to get away from Hurricane Gustav. But first of all, Diana was one of the many people who came along to the first ever World Have Your Say outside broadcast in New Orleans a few years ago. You were there, Carol. So was Diana. Hi there, Diana. Good to have you on the program. Sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay. How are you? Thank you for having this discussion.
Well, I'm fine, but more to the point, how are you doing?
We're doing okay. I'm in an area that's about 50 miles outside of New Orleans, and so we've you know, vacated to a place that we would get hurricane-type winds but not the water, and that's a big issue for us. And so far it looks like this has been had less, you know, less of a storm than what they thought, but we're always glad for that anyway.
Still feeling like it's somewhere that you want to live?
Yes. You know, I mean, my husband is a fireman, and he keeps things really just very simply, you know, and he said, it's the wrong question to ask, should we move the people? We should protect the area. And no matter how far back you move the people from the coastal erosion is going to come more and more and more once you move the people. And I heard somebody speak about the plan and how planning is key. I agree with that. And I wonder, what about the situation? Wasn't it Holland that they're keeping the whole Baltic Sea out to protect the city?
But they're keeping the North Sea out. They've reclaimed land. You're right.
Right. So what I'm saying is this.